It's so brilliant to be here at Open Arms Church today, and I want to thank God for you, and I want to bring loads of love and heart from our family, from Susan and the children to you. I want to bring it from St. Mark's Family Network, and I want to bring it from CCI as well. And so privileged to be doing life with Pastor Sean and Jill, being colleagues on the battlefield, and also much respect and love to the founding pastors, Pastor PJ and Elizabeth. We just love you guys, love your church, and love all that you're doing. I have the privilege of being able to bring God's word to you today, and I want to talk in a time of lockdown about the whole concept of being freed up. Free up in lockdown. This is the heart of God directed towards us, and this is the heart of God throughout scriptures. We can see that God always loves to take people in a locked down situation and bring them into a place of freedom. We can see this in the Old Testament when we look at characters like Joseph, who starts his life in the pit and ends up in the palace. And then we can see it as well with God's people when they're in the confines of Egypt under the captivity of Pharaoh, and the Lord comes into their lockdown and he leads them out into freedom. We can see it obviously as Christians in the New Testament and in the New Covenant that Jesus won for us, because Jesus always loves to take people from a locked down, restrictive atmosphere and environment and bring them into the freedom of all that he's won for us. You know, when you think about this, our freedom came from the greatest lockdown. Jesus Christ, he is there on the cross. You think about restrictions to a man of freedom, to a man of life. And he's there on the cross under all of these restrictions. And the enemy has him pinned down, locked down. And then Jesus is taken from the cross and he's put into another lockdown situation. He's put into a tomb, and there's a big stone that's rolled across to make sure that he remains locked down and locked up. But our story of freedom comes from that greatest lockdown. Because of that lockdown, and because Jesus went into the greatest captivity on our behalf, we can have the greatest freedom known to man. And so I want to encourage you this day, in this season of lockdown and restrictions, in times when it could really gnaw at our souls, it could really upset our spirits, that we can be encouraged that even in this season of lockdown, God is in the business of freeing up, free up in lockdown. And this is what I want to talk to you about today. You know, when I think of the scriptures, I've been drawn a lot recently to John chapter 20, and that's where we're going to go. We're going to go in our physical Bibles, in our Bible apps, a new version. Really would encourage you to turn to that now. And we can see in John chapter 20 that there's a tremendous good news story at the beginning about the resurrection. And then it leads from the resurrection and the truth of the resurrection to a place of lockdown. And you'll see in the very early verses of John 20 that Mary Magdalene happens upon the empty tomb, and then she runs back and she tells the lads, and we can see Peter and some of the guys legging it to the tomb to find out that, yes, it's empty. And then they kind of go into a time of confusion. And now we're going to turn in our Bibles, and in John chapter 20, we're going to look at this place where we find in verse 19, the disciples in a place of lockdown, behind a locked door, and let's see what the Lord does. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." We can see from this scripture that the disciples are in a place that many of us find ourselves at this time, and it is a place of lockdown. Now, let me just say as a caveat that, you know, we're not kind of saying that we want to be rebellious people and we want to kind of run from the restrictions that we're in and the physical lockdowns that we're in and kind of just go mad and go out onto the streets tomorrow and meet with gangs of people. No, praise the Lord. The Lord has caused us and called us to be good citizens with a sense of civic duty. And so we're going to pray for our government, pray for those in authority. We're going to recognize physical distance, wear our masks, and we're going to do what we're told in this season of lockdown in the hope that numbers will come down, that lives will be safe, and that we can get out of this pandemic real quick. So obviously I'm talking about the spirituality of this issue, about lockdown and about God wanting to bless us and free us up in this season of lockdown. What I'd really like to say to you is, please don't waste a good lockdown, because anytime we see lockdowns in scripture, God moves powerfully. And I want to encourage you as a church, I want to encourage you as individuals, as families, don't waste this lockdown. Even throughout this season, be asking yourself and going to God, God, in this season of lockdown, what do you want me to become? What would you like me to pour into? What would you like me to pour my life into, my head into, my heart into? So that when this season of lockdown finishes, I will be the man, the woman of God that you need me to be for the next season to come. So don't waste a good lockdown. God loves lockdowns because he does amazing work in lockdown situations. And we see that ultimately from what Jesus Christ has accomplished, from dying and rising again and being our resurrection King. What I love about this scripture is its simplicity. And I want to bring that simplicity to you because it's a lot of times in the simplicity that we access the profound. And the first point I want to bring to you is that Jesus wants to free you up from fear. In this lockdown, he wants to free you up from fear. We see Jesus recognizing that his followers are locked away in a room. They have restricted themselves. Fear has taken over and are locked up in a room. And Jesus comes in and he stands among them, and you just see the grace of Jesus and the love of Jesus. He's just phenomenal. There's no one like our Jesus. He is so understanding with our human condition and our frailties. Some of these guys in the room are some of the lads that had run with Mary Magdalene to see that the tomb was empty. So they knew the tomb was empty. And even though, yes, there was confusion, their hearts were seeking to believe that, yes, Jesus was alive, Jesus was risen. Jesus comes into the room, and the first thing that Jesus does to the men and women in lockdown is he speaks his peace. And he says, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be with you, Jesus says. And we know from our study of the scriptures that the peace that Jesus speaks of, the word shalom, has to do, yes, with peace of mind and peace of heart, but it also has to do with wholeness and completeness. All the great stuff that God desires for us can be found in the word shalom. And so God is coming in into the midst of this fearful lockdown, and he is speaking peace and wholeness and completeness. And it's like, wow, can we access this stuff in lockdown? Absolutely. Because when Jesus is with you in your lockdown, you are accessing life and completeness and wholeness. And this is what God wants for you and for me. And so right now into this lockdown, right now into the room where you're watching this, Jesus wants to bring you his peace. He wants you to have strong mental health, which you heard from Stewie about recently. He wants to give you peace of mind and peace of heart that will bless you and bless your relationships within the house that you're living in, whether you're sharing a house with people that are colleagues or different friends or family. God wants you to be at peace and at peace with each one in that place so that his kingdom can begin to grow in your heart and in the context of the environment that you find yourself in right now. God can do so much in lockdown. In fact, in lockdown, God wants you freed up, and he will free you up in lockdown. So receive the peace of God this day. Receive the shalom of God this day, because God wants you to have it. And isn't it beautiful the way Jesus just comes in and speaks right to the heart of the issue? He's coming in and he recognizes, as I say, their humanity. And he doesn't scold them, and he doesn't say, hey, some of you lads saw that the tomb was empty. Why are you in a locked room? He understands that sometimes we can just get so caught up and caught in fear. And so Jesus comes and he speaks peace. And he does that today as well. There are many of you watching that are fearful of the numbers that you see rising on your television screens throughout the week. Some of you are fearful at various things regarding the pandemic and maybe the future or a sense of a lack of future. And I just want you to know that Jesus loves to walk into lockdown situations and he loves to dispel fear. And if you will receive him and if you will receive him into your room and receive him into the room of your heart, he will speak shalom to you today. And it's a glorious shalom. It's a beautiful peace because it's real and it's substantial. It's not from a motivational talk. It's from a person who is peace. And when that person is in us and he inhabits this temple, this building, your body, he brings his peace because he is peace. And he's true to himself. And he brings that truth of himself into your experience. And the truth of Jesus is that he is peace. He's the man of peace. Wherever he goes, there's peace. If it's in a storm in a boat, he's peaceful. If there's people making accusations against him, he's peaceful. And if it's to disciples in lockdown, he is peace and he's peaceful. And he wants you full of peace as well. The second thing that we see from the scripture today is that Jesus wants us freed up from sin and death. And so he walks in verse 20 and he shows them his hands and his feet. And he reminds them again of the price that he has paid for their freedom. So if any guys in lockdown are doubting about freedom, Jesus just points to what he paid, the price he paid for them to have freedom. And so I love this again in the context of restrictive times. Lockdown, Jesus is showing them the way to freedom. And he's showing them all that he went through in order for freedom to be paid for and won. And this is remarkable and this is exceptional. And we need to be encouraged by this again. You know, whenever we break bread as believers, we do so because it's an ordinance and we do so in our churches and it's beautiful. We call it the breaking of bread, communion, whatever it is. It's titled, and we love to do it. It's a powerful thing to do. But I would encourage you to do it in your homes as well during lockdown, to gather those around you who are believers and to be able to break bread and just remind yourself of the price that was paid for your freedom. Because in lockdown, Jesus wants you freed up. And there's something very special about breaking bread and being reminded of all that Christ has done for us and won for us. I believe it was installed as an ordinance in our faith because we're such forgetful people. And sometimes we forget the magnificence of the victory Jesus won for us and all that we're a part of and all that we're party to. And so a lot of times we need reminding. And so that's why we break bread and we take the bread and the cup and reminded of all that Jesus went through so that we could be freed up. And I would encourage you in this today as well. It is remarkable what God will do in lockdown to free us up if we will remember what he accomplished on our behalf. And we can do that when we remember his hands and his feet, when we break bread and we consider all that he did on our behalf. The third thing that we see from the scripture today is that Jesus wants us freed up from despair. Jesus walks in and it says that the disciples were overjoyed. Like there's joy and there's overjoy. It's like so thrilled. They just are delighted. You can imagine them skipping around. You can imagine them putting a few of their dances on TikTok. It's going to be an amazing time. They're going to be just so delighted with the fact that Jesus is alive. It's true. He is risen. He's come back from the dead. He's walked into this room, even though the doors are locked. How did he do that? This is an amazing Christ. This is our Savior. And so Jesus loves, in lockdown scenarios, Jesus loves to come and lift despair. He loves to lift us from despair. He loves to lift us from depression. He loves to take us from a place of being hemmed in emotionally and mentally and being released into a joy that can only come from the source of joy, our Jesus, our Savior, the love of our lives. I can picture the elation of the disciples. It's magnificent. And the relief. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You're here. Praise God. It's amazing. I can see them praising. I can see them leaping around the place like they're doing an Irish jig. It's absolutely phenomenal. I'm wondering how many of them considered the words that Jesus spoke when he took up the scriptures when he started his ministry. Do you know at the very start of his ministry when Jesus took the scriptures and he's in the synagogue and he takes up the scrolls and he turns to Isaiah 61, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor." If you're poor in spirit today in lockdown, God wants to make you rich in his presence. "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." Wow, what a fantastic thing for God to do when we're in lockdown. "To proclaim freedom for the captives." Again, another illustration that points to our predicament at the moment. "Release from darkness for the prisoners." "To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance for our God." "To comfort all who mourn." What a blessing that is for someone watching today. "And provide for those who grieve in Zion." "To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning." And listen to this, "a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair." This is our God. God's people will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. So there's going to be a day where the Lord will want to display his splendor through you. And so because of that, in this lockdown, God is freeing up his people so that they will be ready when the time comes to be released from captivity, to be taken out, to be sent out. We will be ready to display his splendor. And so praise the Lord. Don't waste a good lockdown. Please, let's be listening to Christ. Let's be acknowledging his presence. Let's be remembering what he's done for us and won for us. And let's be ready for all that God will want us to do. And I guess this leads us nicely to the next point. You see, the Lord wants to free us from emptiness. And here's a long word. I don't even know if it's a right word, but God wants to free us from purposelessness. I'm praying that's a real word. I hope it is. But anyway, he wants to free us from that sense of, you know, having nothing to do and lack of purpose and emptiness. And this is our God. And we see he's passed his peace onto them, the shalom of God. He has just poured it out on them and they're overjoyed. They're doing a lap dance. They're just amazing. They're lapping around the place. They're just delighted with themselves. And then in verse 21, it says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." So I am sending you. And so it's just powerful that you would think, gosh, we failed Jesus. We're kind of fearful in this lockdown. And like he is sending us, he's still going to use us. And I want to remind you that God will continue to use you. If God can use someone like me, he can use anybody. And so this is the great proclamation that we can make as believers, that we know that we know our own failings and our failures, and we know that we're frail, and we know that there's things that we do and we don't do and we should do and all of that stuff about being human. But it's remarkable that God uses any of us, but he does. He does. And I want to encourage you that God is making you and freeing you up and blessing you in lockdown because God wants to use you. You are God's plan A. So am I. It's incredible. And it says, "So I'm sending you," and with that he breathed on them, "receive the Holy Spirit." Do you see Jesus walking into this room of fearful people? And he is giving them, praise the Lord, his fullness of peace. But he's given them his fullness of purpose. "I'm sending you," and he's given them the fullness of his Spirit. With them, he breathed on them. And so God wants to replace emptiness with fullness, fullness of purpose and fullness of Spirit. Will you open yourself up to the fullness God wants to give you? You can make friends with emptiness. You can say that a life of no purpose is your lot, but that's a lie because God wants you to be full. God is God of all fullness. Think about this. Think of the oceans. God could have made the oceans and made one fish, and we would have studied that fish and thought that that one fish was remarkable. But God filled the oceans with teams of different varieties of fish. He filled the skies with stars. If there was one star up there, we'd still be studying it and going, wow, that's amazing. But he filled the universe. God fills stuff and he fills his people, and God fills us with purpose and he fills us with his Spirit. And God doesn't want you empty. That is not your lot. You've been made for fullness. You've been made for more, and God wants to fill you. And so allow him to come and speak, praise God, his purpose into your emptiness. And remind yourself, the Lord is sending me. I have a call in my life. God has got some purpose for me to fulfill, for my life to have meaning and purpose. This is going to glorify God. And then we're filled with the Holy Spirit so we can accomplish that task. It's amazing. This beautiful God of ours and the greatness of his plan. The empty are filled with purpose and with his Spirit. We're nearly there, and I say that to give you hope. But another thing that the Lord wants us to have is he wants us to be freed up from unforgiveness. And there's a text that has been a challenging text for interpreters through the years, and I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of it, but basically in verse 23, it said of John 20, if you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. And I just basically want to remind you that in this time of lockdown, one of the ways that you will be freed up is by accessing the forgiveness of God, but also by you being a forgiving person. When we forgive, that releases us and frees us up. There's a remarkable truth in this. And there's someone watching today, and you were locked down and locked up long before the pandemic hit. And God wants you today to forgive that person. I know it's hard, and I know it's tough. And I know in some regard there might even be a sense of, you know, justice will have to be met at some stage. And that's fair enough. But just at this stage on your journey, God wants you to forgive so that you can be released from that venom and that bitterness, and that you can come into the freedom that is yours rather than being locked down by unforgiveness. And so I pray this in Jesus' name. I know that's a hard one, but we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. So maybe it's time to forgive. When we go on, and this is genuinely the last lap now of today's message. When we go on in John 20, we read and pick it up again in verse 24. And this is a famous scripture because it relates to a man that we have nicknamed Doubting Thomas. Though earlier on in the scriptures, he's an amazingly courageous man. But anyway, today it suits that it's Doubting Thomas. Verse 24, now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we've seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were in the house again. Thomas was with them this time. Isn't this sad? The next line just makes me a bit sad, but again, it shows our humanity. And I love that the scripture never pretends anything. It shows the fullness of what the followers of Jesus were like, which was quite frail. But the next line says, the doors were locked. They were still in lockdown. They were still in a restrictive headspace. Jesus came and stood among them. What does Jesus do? He says, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. And so this is my final point today, that in this time of lockdown, God wants to free you up, and he wants to free you up from doubt. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you've seen me, you've believed. But blessed are those, this is you and me, who have not seen physically and yet have believed. We're called blessed, just to encourage you today on this morning. And then we see in verse 30, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, he's the Savior, he's the Son of God, and that by believing you might have life, fullness of life in his name. So my brother, my sister, God wants us freed up in lockdown, and he wants us freed up from doubt. Now look, at times we will all have doubts, and at times we will wrestle with God and wrestle with the issues pertaining to life and eternity. This is our lot as human beings. This is okay and this is fine. But you know what? God does not want us drowning in doubt. God does not want us overwhelmed by angst. And God does not want us dying in disbelief. And so it's fine to wrestle, and it's fine to kind of have issues and bring them before God and wrestle with them. But ultimately, we've got to come to this place of trust and belief where we say, Lord, I mightn't understand everything, but I believe. To come to the place that Thomas came to, my Lord and my God, you are God and I am not. And I am happy enough with that transaction. I love that God is the one that's responsible for the entire universe and I am not. Even though sometimes I like to be at the center of my universe, but that's when I'm miserable. But then I come back to my senses and I go, no, 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 you are my Lord and you are my God. God calls us blessed because we are of those who have not physically touched him or seen him. We didn't physically walk with him for 3 years. We didn't see all the miracles firsthand. And yet we have believed in him and on him, and we are called blessed. And I just say to you this day, blessed are you. You're so blessed that you're a man, a woman, a teenager, a child of faith. Praise the Lord. A young adult of faith. God bless you. I gave my life to the Lord when I was 12 years of age. I have never regretted it one day. There's been times I've wrestled with doubts about certain things. There's been struggles about certain things, about life and eternity, as I say. But my goodness, I have never, ever regretted it for a day. And I thank God for the blessed life I have lived. Not because of me, but because Jesus considers those blessed who have not yet seen and have believed. And then to underline this point and to make it very clear, in verse 31, we see John writing, these have been written, this account has been written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Saviour, that you might believe he's the Son of God, and that by believing that you may have life. Life, abundant life. It's not an exclusive club, guys. It's not something for the preacher or the person leading worship. It is for the whomsoever's. It's for everyone. Life in all of its fullness. God has no favourites. And I want to encourage you today that God wants to free you up from doubt. And he wants to use this lockdown to bring you into a new place of trust and faith in him. And isn't it remarkable that all of us have seen over the last number of months, 10 months, how frail and fragile the systems of the world are, and how it takes quite a little bit to kind of make things topple. Not too much. And isn't it powerful and lovely that in Open Arms Church, you've been consistently encouraged to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, to follow Jesus, to fix your eyes onto that which is heavenly and eternal rather than seeking to make the earth your home? Because if you do, you'll just be consistently disappointed and upset. And so we are freed up in lockdown, and God wants you freed up from fear. He wants you freed up from sin and death. He wants you freed up from despair, emptiness, and he wants you freed up from doubt. And I believe that with all of my heart, that is what God is busy doing, even in the midst of this message this day. He is freeing up people that find themselves in a lockdown situation. I believe that in this day, that Jesus wants a freedom to believe like never before. And honestly, brothers and sisters, we are going to someday soon be sent out from this place of lockdown. We're going to be going into a very different world, and we're going to be going into very different circumstances, work-wise, school-wise, life-wise. And so God is preparing his people for a season when we will be sent out and released. What will it look like when you were unleashed? What will it look like? What will you look like? What are you doing now in this lockdown, in this time where God is freeing you up? What are you receiving from God? What are you putting in your heart from God? What are you reading about God? What scripture are you reading? What fabulous book are you getting into your head that's going to stir your soul? Are we praying? Are we seeking God? Are we spending time with God? Remember those times when we said, I do it, but I don't have the time. We are in lockdown. We have more time than we've ever had. Well, I don't know, Sean, if that's true. How many box sets have you watched? How many times have we been on Netflix? I don't say that to condemn. I say that to challenge myself. I could tell you loads of box sets that I've watched through in this season. And so I know that I have time, and time that I've never had before. So never miss out on a good lockdown. We put all of our hearts into allowing God to free us up from whatever we need to be freed up from to be able to move into the season of being sent. And I believe that this is going to be so exciting. You know, for people watching today, and you're connecting with Open Arms maybe the last number of months, or maybe this is your first time connecting with Open Arms, I can commend this church. I can tell you this is an incredible body of believers. And this is a place that if you connect with, it will be a place where your soul is fed and your heart is cherished and your life is one that is encouraged along the path of faith. And so I would bless you to connect with this incredible body of believers. And so firstly, there has to be a connection with the king of this church and the head of this church, and his name is Jesus. And so I would encourage you right now, if you've stumbled even upon this message today and you just long to be freed up, that the source of freedom is Jesus Christ. And just by recognizing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, bowing the knee to his kingship, recognizing him as the master of the universe and the master of your life, just by asking God to forgive you and repenting of your sins and turning aside from ways that were very worldly and dragging you down and turning to ways that will build you up and display God's splendor, that you will just find that you will inhabit a life that you've previously dreamed of. And so I would just ask you even to bow your head and your heart and just to commit your way to Jesus, saying a prayer like this: Jesus, I've heard you speaking today, and God, even in this room now, through this screen, I want to commit my life to you. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my past, and I want to repent of all of my sin. And Jesus, I pray that you would take me in as your child, because Lord, I'm making you my Father and my Master, my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, lead my life and take me to be your follower for the rest of my days. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. You know what? If you've done that for the first time, you just have to go into the Open Arms website, fill out a connect card, and the church will be on to you to bless you and encourage you and to connect you with the life of this fellowship. So the Lord bless you. Those who've been watching that have been Christians years, this is an opportunity. Let's not miss the opportunity. Never miss the opportunity of a good lockdown. Think of what God did when he released Joseph from the pit and brought him to the palace. Think of what God did when he released his people from the captivity under the Egyptians to the freedom of the promised land. Brothers and sisters, God does amazing work in lockdown. And the amazing work he did through the lockdown of Jesus, his death, his burial, he raised him up and he has brought us into a freedom that will be ours forever. So I bless all of you Christians watching today. I thank God for you, and I pray in Jesus' name that you will be freed up in lockdown. God bless you. We love you.